Good morning. Who's calling, Christian?
Good morning. This is Jim Carter. Some people know me as Mr. Carson from Downton Abbey.
That voice. That's a proper radio voice. Jim Carter. Morning. Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for calling us.
Thank you. No, it's a delight to speak to you.
And, Jim, who's asked you to give us a call?
My friend Peter Ellis has asked me to call you.
Fantastic. And obviously you've been front page of all the papers this week. It's your wedding to Mrs. Hughes.
Yes, I know. I was rather surprised that came out. I thought it was supposed to be a secret or a surprise for people. But no, the cat is out of the bag. At last, after 6 years of the slowest courtship in the world, Mr. Carson and Mrs. Hughes are getting together.
Yippee. Do you know what? I love the way it was a very, in this modern age of steamy love scenes, it was a very slow one. Your eyes sometimes meeting, a hand touching gently as you were in your office doing the ledger, balancing out the wines and stuff like that, and a little furtive look here and there. There was something quite special about it.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, it took us 4 series to actually hold hands and go for a paddle, and then 5 series for me to pluck up the courage to propose, and eventually in series 6 we're going to tie the knot. We've got together with the speed of giant tortoises in the Galapagos, I would say.
But that's how things were then, Jim. It was a very different time.
Absolutely. It was all about romance, yeah.
So are you excited? Is it going to be a good episode this Sunday? Has it been done well? Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah. I mean, of course, I don't know what it looks like. I haven't seen it myself, but it was. You know, people said, you know, are you nervous? You know, well, we're not really getting married, you know. We're only pretending. But it was special. It felt really great because actually, and also, we've had a few weddings in that church. And this was people from below stairs getting married, and we were the centre of attention with all the posh people looking at us. It was rather nice.
Can you exclusively reveal to us what the first dance is?
What the first what?
What your first dance will be this
Sunday? We don't have wedding receptions. I mean, we don't have.
What, is it straight back downstairs?
We do have a sort of wedding reception, but there's not a first dance of small children sliding across the floor on their knees and all large ladies falling off tables or anything like that.
Oh,
you know,
what a shame.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to disappoint in that respect.
You really have. I'm going to be honest there, Jim. It felt like Mr. Carson was chiding me there, and it was quite nice, actually.
Right, yes. Keep in order. Yes, you're very below stairs.
And so what about the rumours of there being a Downton movie?
Yeah, well, at the moment, they're just rumours, you know, because we've all scattered off to the four winds now. They've all leapt off all over the world, all the cast. But if Julian Fellowes writes a movie, I'm sure we'd all be delighted to get back together and do one. You know, if he can come up with a cracking one-off story, I think it'd be very popular. So, but we await with bated breath, like you, for the script.
Do you know what? Has it surprised you as an actor just how not only just as big as it's become in this country, but also in America as well, all over the world? It's huge.
Without being sort of posh, I mean, I've just been to America, and it's insane. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and every 5 minutes I was stopped in the street. You know, I mean, it's and people. I don't know what it is. There's some ingredient in it that they just love. Maybe it's, you know, it's innocent, it's romantic, it's not men with guns, it's not cynical, but people just love it. And I'm not used to being recognised in Nashville, Tennessee.
And do they address you as Mr. Carson?
Yeah, well, because my name's Carter and the character's Carson, there's quite a lot of confusion. You know, they do talk about Downtown Abbey. You know, hey, Carson. I do get quite a lot of, you know, if I'm in a restaurant, I was surprised to see you sitting down. You know, I thought you'd be serving. I'm not a waiter. I'm a butler.
Do you get fan mail as well?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, from all over the world, the strangest places. A lot from Europe, a lot from America, but from the Maldives. I mean, people don't, you know, they lie on beaches in the Maldives. They don't watch Downton Abbey, do they? You know, and write letters about it. Yeah, it's remarkable.
And what, are there some strange ones you get?
No, they're not. No, I'm a dignified gentleman. I don't get strange fan mail. No, they're all very, you know, quite touching, really. People really, really fond of the show. And all the The meetings on the street are sort of filled with affection, really. People have a lot of affection for it. But I don't get odd ones. I mean, the odd one comes in.
Do they
in
ever invite you to sort of pay you money to come and, like, to be a waiter at the weddings? And stuff
I've
like
had that. I've had quite a lot. It'd be a lovely day out if you could come to Jean and Peter's wedding, and I'm sure you'd love it. And I think, well, maybe let's keep the attention on Jean and Peter rather than Carson standing in the corner gloomily. I mean, that would bring you down. I mean, having Carson standing around at your wedding being gloomy would put you right off, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but the thing about Mr. Carson's and your characters, there's a dignity and there is a heart there as well. He cares.
Yeah, underneath it all, yeah. I mean, he's a traditional, old stick in the mud in a way, but there is a kind of a heart underneath it all, which is nice, and odd elements of humour, which is nice as well.
Now, listen, Jim, everyone who's been calling in this week on Who's Calling Christian, they left a question for the next person that calls in. Yours comes from a brilliant actress, Maisie Williams, from Game of Thrones.
Oh, right. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, we were lucky to get a call from her an hour ago. So she left a question, which is for you, Jim.
Yeah.
What did you have for your breakfast this morning?
God, that's a tough one, Maisie. My goodness. I'm afraid during the week I stick to the same thing, cornflakes and all bran with a strong cup of coffee. At the weekend, I lash out and cook a bit of bacon and eggs, but during the week it's just sort of grab it and run sort of thing, yeah. So, sorry, why is cornflakes and all bran funny?
No, it's the all bran.
Am I giving away my age?
Yes, there? No.
I mean, cornflakes and quinoa, or what do you call that stuff? Lentils.
I just love the image of you going into a local supermarket, Jim, and getting your brand. It would be amazing. It's showbiz. And what's your question for the next person we get, Jim?
Oh, okay. Right. If you could go back in time for 1 week, which period of history would you go back to? 1 week in a period of history, where would you go back to?
What would it be for you?
I think I'd quite like to, although I don't speak Italian, I'd quite like to go back to ancient Rome, I think. I'd like to see what it's like, those people having banquets, leaning on their elbows and sort of eating till they're ill. I'd like to see what that was like in the Colosseum.
As long as they've
and
got
everything.
All brown there, Jim, to keep it regular if they don't eat till they're ill. Do you know what? Right now, Julian Fellows is listening to this, and he's just typing up now your idea about going back to Rome. Carson builds a time machine with Mrs. Patmore.
Exactly. Heads back to the old days. Yes, I'd look good in a toga, wouldn't I?
You would. I think you've got the body for it. Yeah. And what's the charity you're supporting?
It's a wonderful charity that my wife and I, we're patrons of. It's called Richard House Children's Hospice. It's in Beckton in East London, and they do amazing work with children, young people with life-limiting conditions, and it's such hard work for them to make the money, So I'm willing to, very, very happy to support them and give a shout-out to Richard House.
Well, good for you. Well, listen, Jim Carter, Mr. Carson to millions of us. We look forward to seeing the wedding this Sunday, but thank you so much for being such a good sport. And it's been a great chat. I really enjoyed chatting to you, Jim. Thank you very much for giving us a call.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.